Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Courtney Church with 3B Self Reviews. I hope everybody's had a great weekend. It is Sunday, the 25th of January, and we're going to be covering the week in Salem and Genoa City. And, of course, I will be talking about General Hospital briefly just because it's the first week that I've ever had where I actually, like, sort of kind of paid attention and tried to catch on to the whole thing. So this week we'll go ahead and talk about days first, but if you want to call in at any point, you're more than welcome to at 646-929-1538. And again, that number is 646-929-1538. Days this week was pretty interesting. I've kind of really been trying to relate better to the other stories because, of course, my heart is, you know, kind of lost it whenever, of course, when Eugenie left. But I think the main stories that have kind of kept my attention have been the JJ and Eve affair, and then, of course, Brady and Teresa and Melanie, and among other things. And I'm kind of becoming interested in the thing with Clyde because of the fact that it's going to evolve into what he did to EJ. And so I'm hoping, and I think everybody's hoping, that it's finally going to come out that EJ is alive. And obviously, James hasn't been filming, so we wouldn't be seeing anything with EJ or anything like that, but we might see some flashbacks or, you know, it could be revealed, like I said, that he's alive. There's no telling. And so that's what really everybody's got their fingers crossed and hoping that's what it means by some of the things that we've read. But this week, we've seen a lot of different things with the couples. Daniel and Nicole are having their issues because of the fact that Nicole has all these, you know, these feelings and anger towards Serena, and Daniel's just really not wanting to play into it. And so their relationship's always going to be on the rocks, just like his relationship with Jennifer always was. And then, you know, Serena's doing her typical thing where she's being suspicious and sneaky and causing all these kind of issues. And they're trying, like I said, the last few times that I've been on air, I've talked about how Serena is, they're trying to make her into another Sammy, and it's just really difficult for anybody to really see her that way. I understand what they're attempting to do because they lost a huge power player, but at the same time, it's just not coming into play the way that they want it to. And I mean, some people might completely and totally disagree with me on that, but I'm really pretty sure that the majority find that to have the same opinion. But obviously the Serena and Eric thing is really not going, it's just really not going anywhere. They bounce back and forth and they talk about, you know, Nicole, and they say, well, we're not going to talk about her, and then 5 seconds later they do. So it's just that storyline is not really going anywhere. Ben and Abigail are, I think they're kind of in a limbo as well because of the fact that, you know, Ben is starting to have this new relationship with Clyde, and you know, Clyde has said to Jordan, if you say anything to him about anything, I'm going to tell him that you killed his mother. So Ben is kind of going through this real dark stage where he's battling Chad and battling his feelings towards him and his jealousy. And so they're really trying to amp up that couple specifically. And they're not doing a terrible job, but it's just not for me going anywhere. And I just feel like Abigail's just a real flat character and doesn't have a lot of a room for growth. I just really don't think. I mean, they would have to make her do something crazy. And see, that's how I felt about JJ whenever he first hit the scene. I just thought that he was a waste of time and oxygen. And then his whole thing with Paige and especially when Cassie DeFiver came and started playing Eve, that completely just set the bar. And I feel like that is where Days is at. I think that the two strongest storylines right now is JJ and Eve, and then Brady and Melanie and Teresa. I think those are really the strongest ones. And not that the Clyde story is very, very interesting, but he's a nobody that came from Poplar Bluff, Missouri, and he was a nobody, and he came in and he killed one of the most powerful men in Salem. I mean, it took nothing. And I feel like even though it is soap world, it's a little far fetched, and even for soaps, that's pretty far fetched. And so that's why that storyline's not my favorite. I really don't like his playing with Kate. That makes me really uncomfortable. But at this point, like I said, the storylines that have set the bar for me are JJ and Eve. And I literally just, I get so excited when I know they're going to have some airtime because their chemistry is just spot on. And when they had them have the affair and it came out of nowhere, well, a lot of people went, oh my God, that's disgusting. Well, they had the same reaction when Rafe and Kate fought together. And I like that storyline too. Maybe I'm just perverse. I don't know. But I like something that's completely and totally unexpected. And it really, I mean, like, JJ and Paige were not a couple that were so important that people were offended by the affair. And I know some people said that was her mother. Yeah, it was an offensive affair, no doubt. There's no changing that. And that's why it's good. And it's just so twisted, and it's off the wall. And the reveal of it is going to be explosive, and I know that. And I think that's why I like it. And the fact that they have literally not been able to stay away from each other, and they've continued to have these flings, and they can't stop being near each other, that, to me, is what's making, I think the only thing, one of the few things that's making Dave stay alive is that storyline, because they really, really have set the bar. And the fact that now that Jennifer is inching her way into learning about it, and obviously she's completely clueless, but they're setting it in the writing for somebody to walk in on them and catch them. And that's what happened this last week when Jennifer came to the house and Eva's trying to bust out the door. Well, of course, she just thinks that she's there to, you know, give JJ hell about Paige and all that kind of stuff. And obviously, in a sense, in a weird way, that was the case, but she has no idea that they have this sexual chemistry and that they've been intimate and all this. It's just literally my favorite storyline. And then Teresa has started seeing Clint. I'm thinking that this random guy has been sent to Salem to spy on Teresa for Kristen. I think it's setting the plot for Kristen to return, among other things. And I think spring will kind of hopefully revive Dave a little bit. I will never ever say that Days will be back to where it was until EJ and Sammy are back on the screen. I just really don't think Days really has a chance at standing up against the other soaps. And because the other ones are just really consistent and they're doing all the right things, and Days is just not. And I was there for a while, like I said, you know, I'm not being biased. I mean, the numbers didn't lie. They let you know, hey, EJ and Sammy's airtime is really what revives it. Kristen and, you know, Brady and Teresa and all those sorts of things. Everything was just intricately placed. And then we had the time fillers, which was JJ and Paige. And now they've brought that storyline forward and are trying to make that. That's okay, and that's great. And I know that they're trying to bring the Nicole and Daniel, Serena and Eric thing to the light and try to make that a main story. And I know that Ken says that he doesn't believe in super couples, so that he's trying to give everybody equal airtime. That really, in the soap world, I don't think really works. I think you need to have one main storyline that is interconnected with all the others, and that's how EJ and Sammy were, and that's why they're still so important and why letting them go is hard for people in the soap world to do. And when you go and you read articles from all the different outlets, in soap operas, they all say the same thing, that Days is just flat since they left. And I know that they're attempting to revive it, but they're really just failing. But more importantly, the two main storylines, like I said, JJ and Eve, and then we have Brady and Teresa and Melanie, and not even so much Melanie, I would say mainly Brady and Teresa. And then she has this whole thing with, you know, Clint, and I think he was sent to spy for Kristen. Well, obviously, I noticed that Brady has kind of a protective nature towards Teresa this last week whenever he saw her with Clint. He said, look, you don't know the guy. What's the deal? And then she tried to act like she didn't care. We all know that that's not the case, that she really does love Brady and wants to be with him and everything. And even though that Teresa is a bad girl and she's made a lot of, you know, bad decisions, she did show remorse in all of her actions, and that gives the character a lot of depth. And Jen Lilly just really has impressed me so much over the last several months. And, you know, a lot of the newcomers that do hit the scene, they just fall flat, and they're out in 2 seconds. You know, with the whole Taylor thing, that was one of the worst character decisions I've ever seen. No offense to the actresses that came in and played that role. It was just really a waste of time. And it didn't go anywhere, and it didn't develop anything. It just really filled airtime, and it was the worst bit of air that I've ever breathed in my life. It was the worst. And so the reason why that, you know, the whole thing with Brady and Teresa is so interesting is because there's these two complex characters who can't decide whether they want to be good or bad. And then Brady's over here. He's decided he doesn't want to be with Teresa anymore. And he's trying to date Melanie. And that's awkward to date your best friend's daughter. But they're trying to have this relationship. And for me, the chemistry's just not there. And then, you know, we're seeing where there is going to be some conflict. And we know that when Kristen returns, and it will be revealed that Kristen took the baby. And then, obviously, we're going to have a more complex situation where Brady realizes that Teresa really was pregnant, and he's going to have all these feelings. And more than likely, they're going to jump back in the sack again after a huge fight. We all know the formulaic way of how they write it. But it's still something to look forward to because the actors are so brilliant. So there is some hope for Days, but until they can literally write something so beautifully written and give it to Allie and James to completely change their mind and bring them back, well, you know, obviously that's me speaking in my biased form, but I really genuinely do believe that they need to figure something out and they need to write something so spectacular on their return. I'm still stuck on the fact that I think that they might try to get them back for the 50th anniversary. I'm not real sure, though. And even if I had to wait that long, I'd be like, well, okay, you know, I could survive, I suppose. I just want to hear the words, EJ is alive, and I'll be fine. If I know that he is alive, I'll be fine. I don't even have to see him on screen for a while. I mean, I can wait an entire year. I don't care. As long as I know that he is alive and well and breathing, and that he and Sammy are either together or they will be, I will survive. But anyway, that's my take on last week. And then, of course, upcoming things, like I said, Serena and everybody have their conflicts, and Clyde is shot. And obviously, he's been shot because of all the crap that he's been causing with Victor and Rafe and, you know, yada. Well, he finally gets his, and that's being freaking-tastic. But I don't know how they're going to develop that in terms of how he's going to be haunted by EJ's death. I don't think him getting shot is going to make him go, oh, well, I really feel bad about shooting that guy. No, I don't think that it's going to be that simple. I think that it really is going to come bite him in the tail. So we'll see. But next week should be pretty good, the next 2 weeks. We'll just have to hold our breath and see. But moving on to, I want to go ahead and talk about General Hospital. I am so confused about so many different things. Obviously, I'm brand new to the whole General Hospital scene, and I sat down and I watched it. And I didn't watch every single day, but I just kind of got a snippet and a taste going on. I saw Billy Miller, and that was beautiful. I cracked up when Helena called him Soldier Boy. I was absolutely cracking up. That was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. But I was watching it, and I'm noticing that there's a lot of drama on the show, like a lot. And see, that's the difference between Days and General Hospital, because Days, it's like they've got their humor and they've got this all. Everything I saw at General Hospital was just dramatic. And the whole Fluke and Helena conversation about Sam and all that kind of stuff. Well, obviously, I was completely clueless and had no idea what her issue was with her to want to send Soldier Boy or whatever in there to kill her. And I'm just sitting on the edge of my seat. I'm like, oh, my God, he's broken into the house. And, he's gonna kill her while she's in the middle of, you know, getting some. And it just, I just didn't even know what to do. It was just so dramatic. And that's where I'm left. That's really where I left off. I didn't know really where to go with that. And the funny thing is that in a lot of soap operas, you always have those moments where you're like, you are such a bad actor. I didn't, obviously some people are going to disagree with me, and those of you that do watch General Hospital every single day, I have yet to learn who it is that's good, who's bad. And so I've got a lot of catching up to do, but I'm really looking forward to it because you have a really, really good soap. It's really entertaining. And it literally leaves you just clueless. And, some things are formulaic. It's the soap world, right? But I enjoyed it. I really did. And I'm looking forward to talking more with you guys about your soap and about everything that's going on. I'm really looking forward to it. But next week or this coming week, tomorrow and all that kind of stuff, I have another job besides, you know, the soap world and all that kind of stuff. So I won't be able to watch it tomorrow, but I'm going to try to keep up with it. And then Tuesday I'm free and I'm going to sit down and watch it. I'm going to really watch all week so that I can really talk about spoilers. But I wanted to let you know that I did sit down and I did watch it. And obviously I don't know these people. And I saw a lot of familiar faces from Young and the Restless. And, you know, that felt pretty good. And I'm really looking forward to it. It looks like a really promising thing. And so I'm excited about it. Young and the Restless. Let's see. How do I put this? I know that people are and this is, it's heartbreaking because I just don't know how you people can sleep at night knowing that you feel this way. The whole Devon and Hillary affair makes me angry. I don't like that. I don't like that because, number one, she's married. Number two, that's his son. And they're screwing around and having this relationship when Neil has been blind and going through all these trials in life. Are you serious? That's terrible. And then a lot of people, I've been watching Twitter. I love watching your reactions to things. And the reactions to Joe and Avery, and everybody's like, oh, well, you know, I like Dylan and Avery, y'all. Get off it. I know people hate Dylan because he's just this awful character. I like him, and I don't care what you say. And so I don't like interlopers. I have let you Days fans know I have hated interlopers forever. I hate it. And I know some people said that EJ was the interloper in Rafe and Sammy's relationship, but that is BS. That is not the case. Ah, I get so irritated. So I don't like the interactions that she's been having with Joe. Well, you know, I sat down, and when I watch Young and the Restless, Jack and Victor, I love their banters and their issues. I love that stuff. And it's always about Jabot. And I just sit there and I'm like, oh, my God, are they going to ever fight about anything else but Jabot? But really, that's not the case. I was looking at some of the spoilers that are coming up for Young and the Restless. And it makes me sad that Nikki is going to continue to have trouble with her drinking. And I struggle with watching even fake storylines about alcoholism. It's just really, really sad. And it runs in my family. So it's just tough to watch because she's got all these battles and all this other stuff. And then, you know, with Adam pretending to be somebody completely different and, you know, trying to get closer to Chelsea and all these other things, I think that story is just a little bit stupid. I'm just putting that out there. I just really, this whole, I don't like it when I just don't like that stuff. And so, you know, we already know that something's going to happen there. And I'm thinking that eventually they'll have a little thing and then she'll finally realize who he is. And, well, the Stitch and Victoria storyline for me has been the most boring. I have really had a hard time with the fact that I know that every single week that they battle back and forth kind of thing about being in a relationship, not in a relationship, yada, yada, yada. Well, obviously they're going to be taking it to new heights and all this other stuff. Well, I also know that a lot of you have been telling me, you're just saying, oh, look at Chatham, it's Chatham, I want them back together. Well, obviously if that happens, what's going to happen? Everybody's just going to migrate back to their old swings, and then we'll be all right in Genoa City again. Well, for me, I'm not a Chelsea fan. Shoot me dead. I don't like Chelsea. She bores the living crap out of me, and I just can't get used to her. And so, tough gig. When you have all of these people saying, oh, my God, Chatham, 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 Chatham. Okay, I'm more concerned about Nick and Sharon. And I know that Sharon, you know, obviously trying to make Nick rethink what he's doing, and he's just like, nope. Nope. Here it is. Nope. I'm good. And that breaks my freaking heart because I really like Nick and Sharon together. But you know what? Since they recast Phyllis, I'm like, well, I could dig that again. You know, I love Michelle Stafford. Don't even. I can't even. I loved her to death. But when they recast her, and I was just saying this to somebody on Twitter, they did such a fantastic job of recasting her that it excites me. And I'm, like, almost excited about the relationship again. And I wish that they would have one. Wishful thinking, right? I'm not a fan of Jack and Phyllis. It's just it's not there for me. And so the fact that Jack, I don't like how Jack victimizes Phyllis. I don't like it. I think that she's a conniving psycho. And it really, really grates on my nerves when he's just like, honey, you're crazy. You know, I just really don't think she's that crazy. I think that she's crazy, but she's conscious of it. Does that make sense? There are some people that are just not there, and they don't even realize it. I think Phyllis 110% knows that she's a total whack job. And so that's just how I feel. And I really, really enjoy Young and the Reckless. And I try really hard to stay on top of everything that's going on there. And I'm so glad, too, obviously, that Ashley is back. I've enjoyed having her. The whole thing with her and Stitch really just, yeah. Anyway, let's not discuss that. I remember talking to my mother about it, and she said, yeah, no. And that was the reaction that I got about that. And I thought, oh, my God, because, like, in the ad, it was really, really good. And then, still kind of flat for me. So, in the upcoming week, she is going to be having trouble at Jabot. And then, God knows what that's going to be. And then Nikki is going to come to head with her alcoholism, and she is falling in a pretty much breaker. And that just kills me. I don't want to see that. And then we have, let's see, what else did I see in the spoilers? What else did we see? Oh, we had the Joe and Avery and Dylan stuff. Dylan has a gun, and he's pretty much going to point it in Joe's face and be like, hey, listen here, bud. So that might be pretty good. Let's just see. Let's just see Dylan go crazy again so everybody can tell me how much that Joe and Avery need to be together and how she needs to get away from Dylan. I just think Dylan needs help, okay? Get off it. So anyway, I think in the next week we're going to have a lot of, I think as we move into spring, we're going to have a lot of twists and turns and make or break moments for all the subs. And so going to really, really try to get on top of Bold and Beautiful because it's like the top-rated soap right now. It's doing the best. I'm so proud of all of you guys over at Bold and Beautiful. And keep it up, for real. You have the highest numbers that you've had in a year. And that's just mind-blowing. I'm so proud. But anyway, so we have had, moving on to a different subject, we have had two promotional videos released for the 501 Talk. And for those of you that don't know what the 501 Talk is, it is a new talk show of 520-somethings that have an opinion on everything. That's our tagline. And it is one of my favorite ideas that we have ever come up with. And it's going to be great. And we're not, and I'm not moving away from soaps whatsoever. It's never going to happen. But we will talk about everything. We will be like the, we'll be like The View or like The Talk or whatever. We are, we're really going to try to aim to stick to topics that are not political, that are not offensive, religious, and all that. We don't want to be like that. We're going to try to talk about things that go for the demographic that is interested in things like Justin Bieber being photoshopped. That is one topic that I'm going to cover because it's the funniest thing that I've ever seen in my life. And I want to talk about it. But there are things out there in the world right now that are just so entertaining and so funny that I just can't wait to talk to you about them and to get your spin on it and you hear mine. And it's just really exciting. I'm going to try to move away from soaps. In that sense, we're not going to talk about soaps on there because, you know, those people that I host that daggum show with don't watch soap operas. And when they found out that I had a soap show, they looked at me like I was crazy. They'd say, yeah, never would have guessed that one. Well, I don't know how to take that. But anyway, they're wonderful people. And so if you haven't taken a look at our Facebook page, go to the 501 Neato Game. And Neato is N-E-A-T and like a minus sign, like O, Neato Game. I had to tell you that because you would have looked it up and you would have never found it. I'm helping a brother out or a sister. So on Twitter, we are at 501 Gang, 501 Neato Gang. So follow us there. And then you'll be able to see on there all of the different people that are on the show. They're just brilliant people, and I love them, and they're so talented. And we are going to be shooting our pilot this week, and we will have it aired and edited, and I'm so excited for you to see it and to just grow with us. It's a new adventure for some of them, and for others, it's, you know, this is, some of us have been in the entertainment industry for a while, and then there's some of us that haven't. And it's just going to be a great time period for all of us because we're all going to get to grow in a different way. And it's just going to be the best time. So follow us and, you know, just have a great time because we are attempting to basically bring everything that we do on a daily basis because we're in each other's lives every single day. And we're trying to bring all of these funny conversations that we have in private to the screen because we're just like, does anybody else talk about this? What about, do you think that people talk about this? It is one of those situations where you're going to be just sitting back every week and you're going to say, oh, my God, they say what I think because you're just going to love them as much as I do, I promise. So we will announce, obviously, when the pilot for that is fixing to be released after it's been shot. We will let you know that been done and that we are officially in the last final stages of the pilot being broadcasted on YouTube. And you can find us at 501 Talk on YouTube. So next week I will do my typical weekly review. I'll be able to talk more in depth about General Hospital. I'm really excited about it. I really am. It's a great show. I've really enjoyed it. Even the little bits of time that I've had with it in this last week, I have just really enjoyed it. So it's going to be great. So if you haven't followed us at 3B Soap Reviews on Twitter, you better. You can find 3B Soap Reviews on Facebook. If you haven't liked it, you better. And you can obviously add me on Facebook anytime you want to, Courtney Tripp, and Courtney Tripp TV on YouTube. It has been a great episode. Thank you all for the amazing support. Every single week, I do this for you. I have a great time with it. And I hope to see you next Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Bye, guys.